Welcome to the Bombtune podcast. This is an exploration of sorts, a journey through music as I recap some of the tracks this week that had an impact on me growing up as a teenager. And as Malcolm Gladwell said fairly recently, the music you discover when you're 18 is the music that stays with you the rest of your life. Well, here's some tracks that have definitely stayed with me my entire life and have influenced what I've listened to and what I'm interested in, not only in music, but holistically as a person. So take a peep, and you can find the full blog post on wellsbomb.blog. Thanks. So that track, Respiration, from Mos Def and Talib Kweli, was something I discovered, I believe, in the late 90s. My brother introduced it to me, and I would, you know, bump it in the car, and, you know, that duo, Kweli and Mos, you know, led me down a discovery mode, you know, to find, you know, Kweli's Reflection Eternal album, which, in my opinion, is one of the top hip-hop albums of all time, along with the Black Star album. And read recently that the producer Madlib from Stone Store Records is going to work with Mos Def and Kweli of Black Star to produce a new album. So pretty psyched about that. And here's another track that inspired me growing up. So that was Underworld. That's the duo, Darren Emerson and Carl Hyde, and that track, Push Up Stairs, debuted, I believe, on the Buku Fish album in 2000. And if you want to listen to another seminal dance track from Underworld, I recommend going 5 years before that and listening to the track Born Slippy, which you may have heard in the White Bed Excel album on PlayStation back in the day if you played a lot of video games, and heard in the movie The Saint with Val Kilmer. Check it. So a lot of you probably know Daft Punk, which had some mainstream success, but Air was the first kind of French electronic group to really make it out. I believe that they were on the Astroworks label, and Moon Safari was their debut album. The Kelly Watch the Stars, the song that you just heard, also has an awesome video accompanying it. It's a ping pong video that I often used to listen to when I was competing against my little brother, in the basement back in the day. So that was Tricky, a track called Christian Sons, and it was on the Pre-Millennium Tension album that came out in 96. Tricky himself, well, he's got a bunch of solo work. It was originally part of the group Massive Attack, which, you know, with Tricky, led to an explosion of the trip-hop genre as we knew it in the late 90s. Also includes, you know, Portishead, Smith & Mighty, to name another group. But, you know, combining elements of hip-hop, reggae, and rock to make, you know, trip-hop was innovative at the time, and I think today we are continuing to see that kind of melange and combinations of different genres of music to make something new. So that track, with its riffs and beats and sirens, was just incredibly influential and played a million times in the headphones and on the radio and in the car, at least for me. And, you know, the Kelmer Brothers, also an Astroworks label artist, you know, they were extremely important to the electronic and dance movement in the late 90s. And most importantly, they created all their music from scratch. You know, a lot of these days, the music is delivered digitally, and artists are taking stems to, you know, recreate music. But, you know, these guys were bare and bones with electronic instruments at the time, pre, you know, GarageBand and Mac, and, you know, they were roughing up their own beats. So they're musicians at the core, and if you're going to listen to someone of equal talent today, I'd probably say Calibre. He's a drum and bass artist who also makes his own music and also records from his own instruments would be a good comparison. So, next. So that track was Midnight in a Perfect World from DJ Shadow. It appears on the Introducing album, which dropped in 1996, on the Mo Wax label, which was run by James Lavelle. And, James Lavelle would go on to collaborate with DJ Shadow on the Uncle album, Science Fiction, which dropped in 98, which is probably the culmination of, trip-hop and the rock and hip-hop and dub movements at the time. And, they had collaborations with Tom York, with The Verve, and even the Beastie Boys. So I highly encourage you to check out that album as well. So that's it. That about wraps up the first podcast of the music that inspired me growing up. And I hope you go on to add them to your playlist and explore some of those artists further. If you want to find out more information about me and what I do, you can visit wellsbaum.blog or type in bombtune.com into your browser. And looking forward to catching up with you next week. Peace.